Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from 2 Corinthians in the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am among you, base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for our destruction, for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached out not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Here we are blessed to have the wisdom of God as to how we are to conduct ourselves amongst non-believers, demonstrating the personality of God. We are not to boast ourselves and be glory seekers. We are not to compare ourselves with one another, but perform the holy and righteous commands of God as did Jesus Christ, followed by his hand-picked apostles, including this apostle Paul. All glory belongs to God. So when we do what we do it because it's righteous. We do it because we've been commanded to do it. We do it because we know that by this same word that God has captivated our hearts and minds, and when he decided, he baptized us with the indwelling of his spirit. And so it is that we know that he uses us to help others to understand, as he's allowed us to understand, that he might take them out of the darkness of this world and bring them into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's not about walking in the flesh, but we walk in the spirit. If we're going to brag or boast about anything, we want to boast about who God is and what Jesus Christ went to the length to lay down his life for us. Let's boast in that. Let's boast in the fact that God so loved us that even when we weren't worth being saved, he saved us. And let's boast in that. But we don't boast in it with the sense that to help people to understand, do whatever you want to do, be ugly, live a ragged life, and God's going to save you anyhow. That's not it, because we want to help the people to know that God knows the heart of man. And when he sees in our heart that we're striving to be who he wants us to be, and we understand the charge that he's put on us by his word, that he even allowed the indwelling of his spirit to make it happen, then that's what we do. So we thank God again today for the inspiration of his word, the wisdom of his word, that as we move forward, we too are going to be able to promote the gospel in such a fashion that people will see and understand. Amen. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face. Kindness in your eyes. Kindness in your smile. Mother Teresa. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Holy Father, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the sayings of our mind, activity of our limbs. And we ask you as we prepare to embark upon this day, God, to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. God, that you will continue to take pleasure in leading us and guiding us and allowing love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives and for us to be overtaken with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation as we move forward, being the testimony. God, demonstrating the truth in your word to help others that are still in darkness and they're still in darkness, God, and they have not come to the full knowledge of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there still be many that the enemy is manipulating their mind and their thinking, because they're more concerned about the flesh than the spirit, that he's allowing people to understand and cause them to put their trust and their confidence in the fact that just because they can quote scripture, that they are closer to you than others. But what we come to know is that your word teaches us that we must be born again of the water and of the spirit. And what happened on the day of Pentecost, God, it proves to us that we must have the indwelling of your spirit, not just the letter. So help us to help others to understand that when we seek you in sincerity and in truth, and particularly for those that don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost at this point, when they humble themselves, God, hallelujah, help us to help them to know that when they humble themselves and seek you in sincerity and in truth, and their heart is right, it won't take a long time before you fill them with the Holy Ghost, God, but it's just those that want to hold on to the flesh, they want to do the things of the flesh, the things that make the flesh happen, the flesh gets joy from, are the things that they want to hold on to, God, but when they let it go and let you in and seek for the baptism of your spirit, the indwelling of the Christ of God, that we become empowered to resist the devil and make him flee from us, and joy will fill our hearts, God, and we will be able to help others to come out of darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, but we know that it takes faith for this to happen, and this faith is faith in you, faith in your word, God, and our faith is increased in you when we hear your word, what you have done, what you are doing, and what you promise that you're going to do. And when we hear this, God, in the name of Jesus, so we know that you said faith comes by hearing your word, and your word comes, God, by a preacher that has been sent, God. And so we know that the preacher must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be able to bring forth the clarity and understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ to help people to see, God, the darkness therein if they don't have the indwelling of your spirit. But they will, through humility and meekness, God, as we preach and we teach and we demonstrate your word, people will understand and see where they are short, and they will begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth. And when they begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, God, when you decide that they're serious, God, and they're not looking for a quick fix, God, you're going to move by your Spirit. You're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it today. So we're asking you, God, again today to look into every church everywhere around the globe where people are preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, and they are attempting to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that first and foremost, God, that the preachers are going to seek you for the baptism of your Spirit, God, hallelujah, and then you will take them and with your Spirit, God, you will help them to understand even in a greater fashion whatever they have acquired academically on from just academics alone. God, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, will be able to use it in a greater fashion, Lord, to help people, God, to come out of the darkness therein into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, God, every pastor everywhere, God, we pray for a refreshing from your presence. God, we pray today, and I'm asking you right now, God, for myself and for every pastor and teacher of the gospel everywhere, God, grant us a refreshing from your presence. God, as the apostle said, hallelujah, grant us the Holy Ghost again, that we might stretch forth your hand to heal, God. And when we know this, we're walking in the Spirit, and we're doing the things that only can be done by your Spirit. God, so we ask you, God, to let these pastors preach and teach and demonstrate this gospel of Jesus Christ. They'll do it without fear, favoritism, or compromise. They will demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help bring clarity and understanding to people, to understand that they can't just walk as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind and expect a demonstration of your presence at their command and at their, God, because it's you that choose these things. It is you choose us. So you choose to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You choose to send us where you want us to go to explain and to demonstrate what you want the people to know. So we thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, God, because you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you again this morning, Holy Father, because we know with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. We thank you. Hallelujah. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we have power over all the power of the enemy. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we know, hallelujah, all we have to do is resist the devil and he will flee from us. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, because we also, God, are reminding ourselves, since you are for us, then who can be against us? So we thank you, we praise you, we ask you again today, God, if you'd be so kind, to envelop us in your favor, to allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives with, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us, God, so that people will see that we're just not talking about something that we're not doing. We're not just talking about something that's not demonstrated in our lives, but we're talking about the gospel, your promise, your love, your mercy, your kindness, God, your grace, hallelujah, that you've demonstrated with humanity, that you're demonstrating it with us. You're anxious to demonstrate it with those that don't know you yet in the parting of their sin, God, but they must comply with your word according to how you have presented it, how you've given it, Lord, and this is why we need the Holy Ghost, so that we'll teach and preach the gospel, hallelujah, according to the gospel, that we're not preaching ourselves, but we're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the glory belongs to you, Holy Father, and we give you glory, we give you honor. And when these preachers begin to preach and to demonstrate this truth, and as people receive this word and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's going to help people that don't know and don't know that they don't know that there is a way out of that darkness that they're in. God, there's more clarity, there's understanding that they can get when they let go and let the Holy Ghost come into their life, God, when they really let God in. Because people, God, they just reach out to you and they cry to you, God, when they need you. God, hallelujah, that there are people, God, hallelujah, that they wear things, they wear crosses and they carry crosses and all these things, hallelujah. God, but if they're going to demonstrate your word. Hallelujah. That's the one thing. But we have people, God. Hallelujah. Just because they have that cross doesn't mean that they've been commissioned by you. Doesn't mean they've been sent by you. Doesn't mean that they have the baptism of your spirit. But it's how we do what we do. It's how we demonstrate your word. It's the love that we share and we demonstrate. The forgiveness when people offend us, they come offensively. God, they come accusing us of things and we don't act like them. God, hallelujah, we bind the effort of the spirit that's driving them. This is what gives you joy. Hallelujah. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. We're asking you again today, God, that you look on us, hallelujah. God, and you bless us and you keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, and when people, because of having faith in you and trust in your word, people that when sickness, God, that those that find themselves in hospital rooms, in hospital beds right now, this hour, God, those that have been put in nursing homes, they're convalescing, they're healing. God, some places they're just in rehabilitation. Some are just at home, but they are sick or they're down or they're not up and going. God, hallelujah, but we're praying and with them and for them. And as they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, and they're crying out to you on your word, hallelujah, they're crying out saying, Lord, anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, please forgive me, God, hallelujah. Heal my body, get me back on my feet so I can go and tell people that the healer that you are, I can show people the healer that you are, God, causing the medical professionals to be confounded and amazed at what happened, hallelujah, and they know that what they were doing didn't get it done, but they too will have to testify. All we can say is they kept talking about they believed God was going to heal them, and they walked out of here, hallelujah, God, and for those that have lost their way because they've allowed those that Satan is manipulating and using those that have weak minds and those that want to seek after the flesh, they want the things of the flesh more than they want the things of the spirit. God, and so they're telling people what you don't have to do. They're telling people that's not what the word means. And they're telling people that's God doesn't require that of you now. God, but what we know is that we're going to get these voices out of our ears. We're going to turn these voices around from wherever they're coming from. If they're coming from people that live in the home with us, God, they're coming from people that work with us, that go to church with us, wherever they are. If they are talking contrary to scripture, God, we're going to resist that spirit and make it flee from us, because your word is very clear that when we repent, God, hallelujah, and turn to you with our whole heart, God, that you're going to save us from this underworld generation by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that we will have the indwelling of the Christ of God as did Jesus when he was in the land, so it will be with us. So help us to help them to understand, hallelujah, God, that keep this, the flesh, that when we keep crying out and seeking to promote things that give advantage for the flesh, we can do this and we can do that, and why can't we do this? The more we seek, the more humanity seeks to promote the things that satisfy and please the flesh and try to do it under your name, God, the worst, the more strength, the more power, the more authority the church is going to lose. So these people that are weak-minded and allowing people to manipulate them with things, with uniting them with people of popularity, God, allowing them that, well, we'll pay you this much money if you come and preach here, but we don't preach this and we don't believe this and that. God, to get away from things and people like that. God, but stand and preach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but to do it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, to preach it and teach it and demonstrate it with purpose, hallelujah, to know that we're trying to help others come out of darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when these people begin to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive my loud, my feelings and my emotions to control me, and I made a decision to have me in this dark place right now. God, when that began to happen with them, we are asking you, God, as we know you will, at your discretion, you're going to hear their voice. You're going to move by your spirit. You're going to restore them and refresh them and get them back on the right path in life. So God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we ask you, the Lord God, again to restore self-sufficiency like only you can. We ask you, dear God, to refresh and comfort and console those that have lost loved ones, hallelujah, like only you can. We ask you to turn homes into God-presence homes through prayer and the reading of your word together as a family like only you can. And get us all, get people back into the house of God, get them back into your sanctuaries and teach them and help them that they can come back and testify that I lost my job, I lost my home, I lost everything. I ended up on social assistance so I could have food to eat. But I kept praying. I kept going to church. I kept seeking God. Hallelujah. And their testimony can be that you opened up a door. You made a way for them. They got hired by another company or whatever. God, or the same company hired them back and paid them wages that were commensurate with the cost of living. God, hallelujah. God, and they either make them entrepreneurs to make their own business, God, but their self-sufficiency will be restored. Their financial independence will be restored. Hallelujah. God, they will go forward and they will be able to help others. When God bless you, don't misappropriate what God has blessed you with and just spending it on things that you just want that satisfy the flesh. But don't rob God. Give back to God. Help those, hallelujah, that can't help themselves as much as you can. We thank you for it, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, hallelujah. And you're strengthening those, God, that they'll be able to tell other people, don't let the enemy make you mad with God because you lost a loved one. But you reach out to him and he'll comfort you and he'll console you and strengthen you to move forward, that you'll give him glory and honor. Hallelujah. And these homes, God, where there's fussing and fighting and, God, confusion, God, where the people just, they can't get along or they won't get along, God, for one reason or another, because, God, we know that you had Jesus say, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. And when we declare that we have the indwelling of your spirit, God, we are declaring that we have the peace of God that lives in us. So when we have your peace in us, we have the baptism of your spirit in us. And your word teaches us, hallelujah, we have power over all the power of the enemy. God, and the wisdom as to know how to handle and manage things that we are confronted with in our life, we have it all in us because your spirit is in us. So I'm praying and I'm asking you, God, turn these homes into God-present homes. That when they pray together, when they seek you together, God, hallelujah, that they can drive out these spirits, God, where fussing and cussing and swearing and rebellion and disobedience, God, is so prominent in the homes, then they'll find love and joy and peace and, God, tranquility. God, because they've gotten out of and got to the church house together, they're seeking you together, they're praying together, and you're baptizing with the Holy Ghost, you're refreshing with your spirit, God, hallelujah. And those homes, God, hallelujah, where there is so much disarray, there's so much, God, disagreement now, God, they're sitting down as a family, eating together in the home. They're agreeing to do things together in the home. They sit down and they agree as to how they're going to get certain things that they want done around the home and in the home, how they'll get it done because they'll do it together. God, prove yourself like only you can, we pray. We thank you again this morning, God, because we know and we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. God, hallelujah, because we know that there's faith in you, confidence in you. And we know that it's God, you gave your only begotten son that lived in the flesh with your spirit in him to help us to see what we can withstand, how the wisdom that we can demonstrate, the strength and the power and the authority and the anointing that's in us, if we would just, God, just move spiritually, continue to look to you, God, that you're going to make ways and open doors. You're going to heal, God, like only you can, even if it takes a miracle. God, you're going to restore people back into their right place, God, in life and in the church where they've drifted away because of filthy lucre, because they allowed the enemy to manipulate their thinking. God, to just because they have a relationship with somebody of prominence and they can do things for them and buy things for them, God, but you are God and you are majestic and supreme. And if we do what you tell us to do, God, hallelujah, you can make them do it, hallelujah, and we don't have to sit down and back down from the truth for them to do it because you'll put it in their heart to do it. So we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the restoration of financial independence, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know that there are some people, they want to be self-sufficient. They don't want to depend on people having to take care of them. God, so move by your spirit in their lives like only you can. We thank you again today for your goodness and for your mercy and for the wonderful things that you're doing. God, and I ask you these things every day, and I will continue to ask you these same things every day, God, because your word let us know, hallelujah, and shall not God avenge his own elect that cry day and night unto him. God, and so we're crying unto you day and night because somewhere somebody want to get out of a sick bed. Somebody somewhere realizes they've been drugged back into darkness because they lent their ear to Satan. God, and somebody somewhere, God, have lost their self-sufficiency because somehow they got out of order. Something happened, God, and God, because the loved one was taken away and because all the chaos in the homes, God, but with your presence, God, hallelujah, God, we know that things are going to be for your good and people are going to seek you in sincerity and in truth. And we love you right now, Holy Father, that everywhere around the world, everywhere people are preaching and teaching the gospel, everywhere people are trying to help people to come out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, we pray with them. We pray for them. Hallelujah. And we're asking you, Lord God, hallelujah, that everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for the indwelling of the Christ of God, we know, God, that you hear them and at your discretion, God, you're going to move by your spirit. Hallelujah. God, that you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. God, that they're going to be able to come out of that darkness that they're in. God, their faith is going to be, God, just growing. God, in them, and they're going to believe and trust you, Lord God, hallelujah, even to the point that when the Lord Jesus shall descend in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, hallelujah, and the scripture teaches us that when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, hallelujah, as the Apostle Paul was inspired by you to write for our edification and admonition, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. And then those that are on the earth that have the indwelling of your spirit, they're going to be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air. And we're going to shake off this old building because the word tells us that we have another building that's eternal in the heavens. So we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. God, we persevere. God, we endure ridicule and mocking and scoffing and being rejected, God, because we look forward to that day. We're not going to allow people to cause us to think, God, and get caught up in their negativity because we are looking forward to that day. So we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we know, hallelujah, but until that day shall come, we know, God, that you're going to continue to keep us enveloped in your favor, that you're going to continue to maintain our cause. God, you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness by for your name's sake, by your written word, that we're not going to get caught up in some new philosophy or doctrine that somebody, whoever they are, that come up and say, the Lord said this and the Lord, we know that you've put it in your word for all of us, that the scripture forever settled. Your word is forever settled. You're the Lord God and you change not, hallelujah. God, and what you say to one, you say to all, you're not a respect to our persons. So we're going to hold fast to your word and we know that according to your riches and glory, you're going to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be who you would have us to be, to say whatever you want us to say, to do whatever you want us to do in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray again this morning, and we believe, God, because we know you hear us, and we believe that you're going to grant us our petition that we require of you today, God, because, hallelujah, you let us know through your word. God, hallelujah, if we believe in our heart that we can have the things that we pray for, we shall have them. And what things soever we desire when we pray, if we believe we receive it, we shall have it. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Remember again today, people of God, everywhere, things are not as bad as they seem. Because, you know, all of us have been in some situations and we thought this is it. There's no way out of this. I don't know how that's going to happen. But when God stepped in, we turn around and say, that wasn't as bad as I thought. And so it is with everything else. So remember, nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle if you don't let your faith fail you. And remember again, hallelujah, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them. So again today, you go well and be safe.